that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary.
This is the diary of a teenager in 1997. Well, this is the year the Teletubbies started.
Blimey, all the way back then. Yeah, all of that.
But what were you up to, Kat?
First year of university, I was a busy girl, lots of boys around. Got my independence, obviously, of course, because I was living away from home. I was up at Lancaster University, and I'd grown up in Nottingham. And my first love at uni was a chap called Nathan, and then it all fell apart last week, mainly because we were both cheating. I think that was essentially what it came down to.
Yeah, it was never really going to last after that happened.
And no.
Also, not only did you break up with him, you got a stiff warning last week, didn't you, as well?
From the dean of the university, because I didn't go to any of my lectures in the first term, and I thought they were optional.
Okay.
They're not.
Let's see how things develop then, with you now a single girl.
Totally.
And in trouble with the dean.
I am, big time.
You ready to read from Kat's diary?
Yeah.
Okay, let's open it up.
The dean said I was on my last warning. I can't leave uni and go home. Dad will make me train as an accountant. The official final warning letter has just arrived in the internal post. So, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm a lean, mean learning machine. I'm going to start going to the library every day. That's every single day. Saturdays and Sundays too. Must remember to find out where the library actually is.
Okay, I think it's time for a sweepstake. How long do we think this is going to last for? Matter of hours, days, or maybe even weeks?
What I'd like to say is that when I have an idea, I do put my 100% into it.
You do? I just got a feeling you might get distracted. But let's see. Let's get back into the diary and find out.
I've prepared myself with a trip to Woolies, four pens, a pack of pencils, rubbers, marker pens, some pick and mix. You know those chocolate hazelnuts? Got some of those in there. And a copy of More as a reward for all this busy work I'm doing.
You haven't done any work yet. You just bought some stuff to do some work with.
Shush now.
So what does it say next then?
I've been to two lectures in a row so far, and there's a massive treat to myself because I'm doing so well. I've been out and bought a brand new skirt.
You've been to two lectures, you've bought some things, and you feel that deserves a well done.
Yes.
Wow. Set the bar low.
No, this is what it says next. Listen. Huh? Do you know, I sat on the front row each time at both of those lectures, and I waved at the lecturer both times. I'm not sure if they saw me, though, because they didn't wave back.
I think you're supposed to take notes in lectures rather than wave at people, but well done for turning up. That's good.
I was being studious. I wanted to make sure that they knew I was there.
Very impressive, very impressive.
I sat next to this fitty in the history lecture this morning.
Hang on. Who had 2 minutes in the sweepstake? Here we go. Was he a good-looking lad?
Doesn't say in this entry, but it does say this. Aaron, something or other. No idea what his name is. But doesn't matter, because I'm only interested in JFK winning the hearts and minds of the American people. History and politics is where my mind is at. Would I have fancied JFK? He does look hot. No, stop thinking about this. Right, the American Senate must concentrate.
To be fair, you are trying really, really hard, but it all just comes back to one thing every time. It's all about the men.
What about JFK?
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and rather than wondering about, his policies or, you know, his time as US president, you're thinking, is he fit? Do I fancy him?
I was, to be fair. I was, yeah.
Does Aaron, does he feature again?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay, well, he may as well throw your stationery away then.
Yeah.
More from Kat's diary next Friday, 8:10.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary.